Blog Talk
and now
Radio.
The International Ambassador, our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to all of you worldwide. God bless you. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for you and for you and you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Turn Praise Convention Line. We're just fresh out of the convention where we had a phenomenal, awesome time. God led us there in an ultra awesome way. I am reminded that I believe this is the, 47th day of our 80th day of prayer. I mentioned this because this is a fast that's going on this front line. We're not trying to make our arms known before men, but I mentioned it because this front line is on an 80-day fast. God bless you. This is day 46, I believe. Amen. God bless you. We're just so excited about what God is doing. He's blessing and taking away and just doing so many phenomenal things. We love him. And I'm going to ask, in the convention we had so many prayers. Amen. I'm going to ask Mother Wilson, if you would pray for the prayer line this morning. You there, Mother Wilson? Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Ambassador Linda Forshee, amen, if you would pray for unity in the spirit. Amen. Unity everywhere. Are you there, Ambassador Forshee?
Yes.
God bless you. Brother Wilson, are you there? All right. And then we're going to move forward. Go ahead and pray, Ambassador Forshee.
Brother, what now?
We're going to pray for, let's pray for unity. Amen.
Okay.
Pray for unity on the prayer. Unity in the spirit.
Okay. I'm a little hoarse this morning, but I will do my best. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We come
thank you, Lord.
To you, Lord, to give you the praise. Lord, thank you for the unity, Lord. Bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we're going to give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the unity that you've given us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the first fruit prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the Chief of Bachelor and Dr. Betty Johnson, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we know. We just thank you for waking us up this morning.
Let
us see another day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the unity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord Jesus. And we just going to thank you, Lord. Why you doing it, Lord Jesus? In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Th Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you.
Thank you.
This is blessing me asking son Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Ambassador Jerry Hall if she would pray for those people down there in Orlando who are hurting so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Are you there, Ambassador Jerry Hall?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Pray for those people.
Lord Jesus, we come to you right now praying for the people in Orlando, praying for the families that have lost loved ones, Lord Jesus. Lord, please bring peace, Lord Jesus. Please bring relief, Lord Jesus. Please bring understanding, Lord Jesus. Please take the hate, Lord Jesus. Please let us understand, Lord, that we are all human. No matter what is going on in our lives, whatever our likes are that other people don't like, Lord Jesus, we are still human, and we have to love one another. Stop focusing on what you don't like about somebody and focus on the fact that they're human just like you. Lord Jesus, please take the hate out of our hearts, Lord Jesus. Please take the negativity, focusing on what people's interests are and what we're not interested in, Lord Jesus. Please let that not be our focus, Lord Jesus. Let us know that there is love, and that's the bottom line, Lord Jesus. That is your character from you, Lord Jesus. Let us not hate one another, Lord. All we can do is pray for one another. When there is something that we don't understand, is to pray, Lord Jesus. Please put that in our hearts, to pray and not hate. In your name, amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless. Thank God for the people down there. Although we don't agree with their lifestyle, we remember that the Lord said vengeance is his. We don't advocate people taking vengeance because of God. God puts up and brings down. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And we pray for those people. Mother Wilson, are you there? All right. I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. Are you there? Can you pray for peace in our nation?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning, God. Give me your honor and praise. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said. Father, we thank you for peace this morning, Lord. You should let not your heart be troubled, so Father, we thank you for peace. We speak in life over the world right now in the name of Jesus, God. We honor you and we praise you and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. You've been so good to us, Lord. No weapon formed against this shall prosper in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, speaking life to ourselves and to the world right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for the obedience, Lord. You said to be willing and obedient, so you can get the relax. So, Father, we thank you for the obedience, Lord. Lord, we speak life over our children, Lord. Keep your arm and protection over them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift in our chief ambassador. To happen up in his family up in Jesus' name and Bria and his wife, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's on the prayer line right now, in the name of Jesus, let it be a change. in our lives each and every day. Break the chains off our family. In Jesus' name, we forever be to pray. Amen and amen. And let your anointed flow as never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Mother Digby, Mother Digby, would you pray for our world leaders, just leaders in general, leaders in the churches, leaders of our world, and then God would
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we come into you right now, looking to you, God. Our only hope is in you. Look on your people everywhere. Oh, God, God, you see and you know. Nothing hid from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on us today, God. Help us to be more, help us, God. Help us to understand you the more, God. Help us to walk in love, in the name of Jesus. Look on today, God. Open up the understanding. Understanding to your word and to your way. God, help us. Help your people. You see us, God, and you know. Look on the rulers and governors. Look on our prayer line, God. Let it continue to be an anointed line. In the name of Jesus. God, we want to please you. We want our life to be to you. We want to be in your perfect will. Look on your people everywhere. Stretch out your saving hand, God. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. God, help us. Help your people. Help the bereaved families, God. If the burden is only you can, God, you're the only one that can. Do it for your glory. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Beautiful prayer. God, thank you so much. And then let's move to Ambassador Wazin. I'm sorry. Let's move to Ambassador Sharon Darden. Amen. I'm going to ask her to get our praise reports today. Just give me a little rest here. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, all you people of the Most High God. Hallelujah. His humble servant. Those of us on this line, I just thank and praise the Lord again for another day that he's blessed me to open my eyes and take breath and see a new day. Hallelujah. I thank him and praise him for safe travels over the highway. We was away from home for 2 weeks, and praise God, we was able to go and do anything we wanted to go and do and returned back home safely. And our home was still intact. Amen. We just thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for us finding recreation with the faith. Amen. Us finding recreation with the faith. Just steady going and praising the Lord everywhere we went. And I just thank the Lord for that. Because we must have witnessed, not witnessed, but it must have encountered like 3 different accidents between our furthest point, like Kansas City, and back home to Michigan. And I really don't believe all those was just fender benders. Amen? Just fender benders. They had a whole bunch of things going on sometimes. And so I thank the Lord that he spared our lives and kept us from hurt, harm, and danger and brought us all the way up to this present moment. Hallelujah. Not just on the highway, but I just was remembering maybe 20, 25 years ago how me and 2 of my sisters was praying in my living room that the Lord would use us, hallelujah, and I was praying that he would use me as a handmaid. I would be a handmaid in his kingdom, and that prayer just came back to me just now waiting on the line and just now being on the line this morning. And today I'm still saying, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, if you want somebody, Lord, if you need somebody. Amen. Can you all hear me?
Yes, you can.
Amen. And how I was praying, Lord, if you need somebody, if you need some hands, I'll use my hands. If you need some feet, I'll use my feet. If you need a mouth, Lord, I'll use my mouth. And so I'm just so grateful to still be this day in 2016 saying, Lord, use me. I'll go. I'll do it, Lord.
Hallelujah. I bless your name. I praise your name. I magnify your name. And I just, I'm just excited about the goodness of the Lord. Now, I'm supposed to be taking the praise report. Amen. So we'll receive everyone's praise report unto the Most High God this morning. For it is Him that hath made us and not we ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we get another praise report?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Dixie giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to also to you, Mr. Darden, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of His goodness to me. I thank Him for how He came into my life, how He saved me, and how He sanctified me, and how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, and He keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow Him. I thank the Lord for all of His goodness. I thank the Lord for answered prayer. I want to say I thank the Lord for I came on the land a week ago, and I asked the saints to pray for my pastor, Pastor Jamal, because he has had a quadruple bypass, and he didn't have much strength. And I want to say he told us, but God has given him strength, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. He's able to come to Sunday school again, and I thank the Lord for that. And he told us Sunday how that he didn't have, he went back to the doctor on last Thursday. Didn't have any damage in his heart, and I thank the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and He's just been good to me down through the land. I want to say, don't mean that I didn't have some things to go through, but in everything, God always brought me out, and He was always there for me, and I thank Him for it. I thank Him for the hardness, because I know that that was just the making of me, and letting me learn how to depend on Him the more. I thank Him for this prayer line. I thank Him for each and every one of you on it. Thank God for Dr. Johnson. And to everyone, thank God.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Davis. God bless you. And God bless your pastor who had the triple bypass. And, you know, that just make us rejoice when we know one's been on their sick bed. And then we turn around and see them in service again, see them face to face again. That just make us all rejoice, now, don't it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like Mother Daniels coming in there. Last Sunday, amen, 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 amen. Whenever we see the sick ones get up off their sick bed and is able to return unto us, it is a blessing, amen. Unto, come back again into our midst, amen. Thank you, Mother Digby. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Will there be another praise report?
Yes, this is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I just thank God for all the prayer line. I thank God for all the ambassador has been addressed there, and I'm just grateful that the Lord has blessed me to be up on my feet and yet moving, and for how He's blessing me to continue to go on. And I praise God for the prayer line, because prayer changes things, and I'm so glad that prayer does change things, and I'm glad to have prayer partners and prayer warriors coming along and praying for me. And I just thank Him, and I praise Him for every step that I make, because I know I'm making it because God let me make it. Y'all just continue to pray for Mother Wilson.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Wilson. Yes, Lord. And we do have unity here on the prayer line, and we do thank the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. As we all just take one step at a time and walk through this journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just another day that the Lord has kept me on this journey. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Would there be another praise report?
I would just like to praise the Lord for being first in my life, first human honor to Chief and his wife, and you also. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up clothed in my right mind and giving me a mind to still want to serve Him this morning. And I'd just like to praise and thank Him for the comforter that He left behind to comfort me. God bless you.
God bless you. And who was that again? We just get your name.
I'm sorry, Sheila Brown, 913.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Ambassador like Sheila Brown. God bless you. And where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, Kansas, and I'm just Sheila Brown.
Okay, God bless you, Sister Sheila.
Thank you.
Amen, because I'm making notes. so I can know who everybody is. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And you know what? We didn't all have to be closed in our right mind. You know, when I got back to my own city from traveling for a couple weeks, I got kind of lost trying to get to Walmart. Amen. And I was like, this don't look right. I ain't going the right direction. I'm not making the right turn. And so it means something to be in your right mind. Your mind has to work correctly for you to be able to do the things that you want to do. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Sheila Brown.
Thank you.
Will there be another praise report this morning?
So we're not using your name. We're not showing your face. People don't know who you are. So you can
make Amen. Somebody's television is too loud. Amen. Another praise report. Another praise report.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City.
Yes, ma'am.
I got so hoarse coming back that I thank the Lord for blessing me to be back. And what little voice I have, I thank him for it. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to bless me with the voice at all. But
Amen.
That little voice I have, I still got enough to praise him. And when I got back, my friend called me, and she said, what's wrong with your voice? I said, I lost it because I had so much fun in Kansas City. And I said, and I'm still praising God. And I said, and I got a positive, you know, attitude now. You got to go sometimes to get the enthusiasm and the, you know, you got just got to go from your church to go somewhere else to be able to hear the word, you know, sometimes that you don't feel that you are getting at your own church. And I thank God for blessing me to come so I can get a good blessing, you know, get that good old enthusiasm so I can come back and praise God more. I want to go higher and higher and higher and higher and higher in the Lord.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord, you know. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for that. So y'all just keep me in your prayers.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Ambassador Forsey. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we go away and get revived and renewed and refilled. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Filled with enthusiasm and passion.
Yes.
And that's how I'm on the. I was on the line 30 minutes early, and I was wondering where all y'all was at. I thought all y'all was late, 30 minutes late. So I kept looking and waiting. And pretty soon, Dr. Johnson came on the line and told me I was 30 minutes early. Amen. But I mean to be more diligent and more conscious and more faithful. Hallelujah. As the time goes on, not less, more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Another praise report this morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him for my life, health, and my strength. I do just honor our Chief Ambassador Johnson and to everyone that's listening on today. I praise God because I think about the song that says, without God, I could do nothing. I do nothing but fail. I just praise God because he's my life and he's my strength. I realize that without him, I could do nothing. The Lord is good to me, and I praise him on this morning. It is my desire to live for him, to serve him, and to be what he would have me to be. I just thank him for all things and the ways that he made and the doors that he's opened. I thank him for touching, healing, and delivering. I thank him for touching my husband on last night. I was at the nursing home pretty late because he just was not feeling well. But God did bless him, and I just praise God that it looks like he went on off to rest and sleep and without being in pain. So I thank him for everything.
God
asks you to continue to pray for us. We love each and every one. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Lex Johnson. From
Let's
Texas.
Take two more.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you and praising the Lord for your husband. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Will there be another praise report this morning?
This is Sister Lucille. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I wasn't feeling good yesterday, but I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And I am just so thankful, so grateful. I really enjoyed myself at the First Fruits Convention, and I enjoyed Ambassador Stern and all the other ladies and the children and Ambassador Gina, Ambassador Johnson, and Dr. Lady Betty. I just really enjoyed myself, and I'm asking this thing to continue. To keep me and my children in your prayer. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lucille. And God bless you for your faithfulness being on the line, too. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And you just keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Every day. Every day. Every minute of every hour of every day. This ain't you don't just run through here. Amen. You don't just duck or shout through here. You have to take your time and go step by step through here. Every decision you make, hallelujah. Every thought you have, hallelujah. In the
thank
name
you.
Of the Lord, hallelujah. This is a moment by moment walk, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's how we get straight. Minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, how we get both straight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is going through something, too. And they getting strength, the Lord strengthens them, and the Lord can strengthen you. And that's how we go. That's why we all here together on this life, gaining strength from each other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. From each other. Hallelujah. Don't you
hallelujah.
If Mother Dixie can do it, I can too. Yes, Lord. If Mother Stern can do it, I can too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. If Sister Fred can do it, I can too. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Everybody can do it, I can too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Would there be another praise report? Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Just looking for you all on the prayer line this morning. I just appreciate and love every one of you. I want to thank God for the prayer conference. I'm sorry. First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention. As I thank God, because to me it was more like a revival than a convention or a conference. I just thank God for each and every one of you that came. And it was so uplifting. Those that were able to be with us this time, we missed you and we prayed for you. And we're going to look for you next year. But I thank God for the revival atmosphere that was present. I thank God because there were people that needed to be uplifted and that were uplifted because somebody else was there present and was uplifted. It caused other people to be uplifted. And I thank God for that spirit that was there. I bind the ones that came in order to bring confusion, and I uplift and loose blessings on everybody that was present. And I just thank God for y'all this morning, and I want you to continue to pray for me.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. Was I right?
You're right.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It was truly a blessing to be there among the saints. Whenever you're among the saints, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I enjoy driving the ladies in my car. Hallelujah. I enjoy them just being in there. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The people of the Lord, the people of the Most High God, special people. I have this peculiar people.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Are you back for, Ambassador Dr. Johnson, Chief Johnson? Are you back?
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You did a wonderful job, Ambassador, here in Darden. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Somebody hears these names, ambassadors. These are just denoting that they're prayer ambassadors. We have a charge from the Lord to get prayer, to help get prayer all over the world. And these persons are prayer ambassadors who are having prayer in their area. Amen. We will, if the Lord's fame, and he has already given the charge for us to make what we call ambassadors across the world. And there will be, and they will have the charge to get prayer in every nook, in every corner of the world. Amen. God is doing it. And we just praise him. I saw it in the vision that the Lord had given to me. It's happy. God bless you. Oh, my Lord, such a wonderful, wonderful praise report today. And we just thank God for it. We're ready now to pray for you. If there's anyone who has any type of prayer request, the line is open to you. That's what I really do. I open the line to you. If you want to get in there and let it be known, fine. This is not a gossip line. We've heard just about everything you can name. But we just take it and go to God and pray on target. Anybody with a prayer request? Let me see who wants to take those for us. Anyone want to take the prayer request today? If so, I'll yield. If you want to take the prayer request. Anyone?
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown, 913. I'll take them. Is it okay?
All right. Let me see. Go ahead, Sister Brown.
Good morning. We're taking prayer requests this morning, and I'll give my prayer request. I've been in a car accident, and I have the doctors are saying that my back is sprained and have some problems with my ankle, having to wear a 50-pound boot on my ankle and having to wear a cane. And I'm 43 years old, and I'm really not liking that. But with you all, and I'm in pain just consistently, and I do see a chiropractor, and it seems like when I get off of the bed, I just hurt more. So would you all please pray for me and my health in Jesus' name? Thanks. We're taking prayer requests this morning.
The prayer with Mr. Johnson in Texas. I ask you to pray for my husband, Elder Benny Johnson. Looks like he's having a lot of muscle spasms and just different things going on with him in his body. But I know God has did it before, and he can do it again. Give him relief and give him strength. So I ask that you would remember him. Thank you.
Thank you, Benny Johnson. Yes, ma'am. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
This is Brother William, Mother Dixon. I like prayer for me and my family.
This is Brother who again, sir?
Brother William.
Brother Williams. Yes, sir. Brother Williams, you want prayer for you and your family?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have that. Thank you very much. God bless you.
This is Mother Wilson. Thank you for praying for me and my family.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mother Wilson. Will do. Thank you. Do we have any more?
Sister Lucille, unspoken, and I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for my children. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Lucille. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
This is Sister Linda. I just want you to pray for my voice to come back.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Linda, we're going to pray for your voice to come back. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you.
Mother Digby, unspoken.
Mother Bigsby, unspoken. Thank you, Mother Bigsby. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mother Britt.
Mother Britt? Yes, ma'am, Mother.
Yeah, we'll be traveling tomorrow, and I want y'all to pray that here. We'll have a safe trip.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
You're
yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Renee McKnight from Texas. Eric,
yes, ma'am.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
I said, how are you today?
Great.
I would like for y'all to pray for me and my family. And continue to pray for the Adult Enrichment Center, please.
Go ahead now.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My line disconnected. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm with you, Sister Renee McKnight in Texas.
Can you continue to pray for me and my family?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And
we will do.
And then also where I work, the Adult Enrichment Center.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I love you all.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am, Sister McKnight, we love you also. We have you on the prayer list, and you have a blessed day as well. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Prayer. We've got about 9 requests here. Let's get some prayer for these prayer requests this morning. Go ahead, Sister Sheila. Get some prayer, please.
Most gracious Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I've come short of your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the great I am. I thank you for being all-knowing and all-wise and all-true and all-loving and all-kind. I thank you for you being you, Lord God. I thank you for being I am this morning. Lord, I just praise you for your beautiful works, Lord, your pretty greenery, the birds chirping this morning, the red birds, the blue birds. Lord, I thank you for your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just come to you with the prayer request list. Lord God, we have 9 of them. We have Williams, Brother Wilson, Sister Lucille, the family, Sister Linda Boyce to come back, Mother Bigsby, Mother Brick, Lord God, Sister Renee McKnight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in her work, in the name of Jesus, in that traveling grace of Mother Brick, Lord God, you knew the need before we even asked about the prayer request this morning, Lord God, and we'll just thank you in advance for answering the prayer request in the name of Jesus. If anybody can answer, Lord God, you are prayer answering in a prayer hearing, God. You just want to hear from your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for answering a prayer request one by one. And I thank you for being concerned about our needs today, Lord God. And me, Lord God, I know that you protected me that day. That accident could have been worse. The devil wanted to shut my mouth forever. But where I wouldn't praise you anymore, Lord God, I thank you for bringing me out of that slump down to a depression come over me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you that you was able to heal and deliver and set me free again in the name of Jesus. So God, I just thank and praise your holy name for every request, Lord God. And I just ask you, Lord God, that God will be able to pray for his friends. And you honor them, Lord God. These are my sisters and my brothers. And I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, would you please honor these prayer requests? And I thank you once again for doing so in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Is anyone else still not praying this morning?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
praise
God.
Father, in the name of
God,
Jesus,
God,
we come before you right now. If we said or done anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, please forgive us today, Lord. Look on every condition. God, you see and you know. Look on everyone that called in for prayer. God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on every aching body, every painful body today, God. You see and you know. Nothing hid from you today, God. Look on us today, God. Touch each and every one. Don't let us leave the way we came, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on every condition. Look on every home, God. Look on every on this prayer line, God. Let it continue to be an anointed line.
Thank you, Lord.
Some have unspoken requests. God, you see the unspoken. You see the condition. Look on us today, God. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to give up everything to you. Help us everything is not like you. We want to be pleased in your sight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is your way today, Lord. God, we thank you for this way of holiness. Thank you for this prayer line. God,
thank
we thank you for Dr. Johnson. Give him strength and patience, God.
Thank you.
God, we thank you today in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
And Father, may we add to this prayer this morning, and we just thank you, Lord. We pray for the world, Lord. The world is getting worse and worse. In the name of Jesus, use the weapons of our warfare that you gave to us to pull down every stronghold. For we know that 2 Corinthians 10:4 tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God, to pulling down of strongholds. And the next verse tells us, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we use these weapons, Lord, of prayer and of fasting, our 47th day, to bring down strongholds. And we ask, in the name of Jesus, that you honor now these prayers that are going up and this fasting for the scripture. I believe Paul said that these kinds of fasting and by prayer. Oh my God, we thank you for the fasting and the prayer. And we love you, Lord, in Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you.
Not what the enemy meant for evil, even meant for good.
Thank you.
Joseph told his brothers, but God meant it for my good, what you tried to do to me.
So
we thank you for the word of God that means the good, even though the world is about evil. God, down there in Orlando, what the enemy meant for evil, Lord, work it out in some way. Help people to be saved through it. Help those who have been on the wrong track to want to get on the right track.
Thank you.
Help those who have forsaken you, Lord, and you have given them over to reprobate minds. God, somehow turn them over back around. You can fix it. You can change it. And we depend on you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for every person on this prayer line.
Yes, God.
Western prayer, I'm asking for miracles for all of them. And I do know that when we read it in the Word that you gave miracles to a whole multitude. Yeah, thousands of a multitude, God. And all of them were healed. I'm asking you for all these few names that I'll call, that you not have respected persons from the multitude, but that you heal them, Lord. Amen. Heal the situation. Heal their problems. Sheila Brown, thank you. Back, ankle, and pains in her body. God, touch her. Let this be a day of healing. I heard Brother Wilson, who was going to give her testimony about how you touched her and let a healing sensation, heat sensation, come in her legs and her back. God, you can do the same thing for Sheila Brown.
Yes, God.
I'm praying for Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, and even for her husband, Elder Benny Johnson, that you touch him and give him a good night, good day, and bring healing to his body. I'm praying for him, Lord. I'm praying for Brother William. Venus Saturday, Lord. Oh, that's the time to help them supply their every need in the name of